Well, hello everybody. This is Christoph here from Germany, and as you said, Lynn, I wanted to talk today about a beautiful passage I just recently read in the Course in Miracles about the lamp of atonement. I'm just going to read this. These two sentences first. It's from the textbook. It's in chapter 13, 9, right in the beginning. Between the future and the past, the laws of God must intervene. If you would free yourself, atonement stands between them, between the future and the past, like a lamp, shining so brightly that the chain of darkness in which you bound yourself will disappear. Atonement stands between the future and the past like a lamp, shining so brightly that the chain of darkness in which we bound ourselves will disappear. I think this is such a tremendously important thought, especially in case we are ill or having problems, that there is really something in our minds like a lamp. The word atonement pretty often is maybe not so easy to understand, but the word lamp is rather easy to understand. So whenever there is darkness in my mind, say because of my disease or because of this and that problem, I can remember, oh, there is this lamp. I just have to switch it on. There is this lamp that will allow healing to take place in my life, to flow into my life, and that will bring me back onto a path of light. Just when we, for instance, say we are ill, then very often, I know that so well from my own disease history, all of our thoughts are running around, are spinning around our say the therapies that we can do, and say the all kinds of prognoses that we may read in the media, and they keep spinning around this disease problem, whether that be a small disease or a big disease. It's really, it doesn't make any difference. And just to realize that is a very important step already, because the moment we realize that, we can also see we have a choice to think differently. Within our minds, there is this light lamp that we can just turn on and allow to light our darkness. And so we won't have to go on and project our negative thoughts about ourselves and about our disease into our future any longer. But we can just, let's say, let God take over. Let the light of God take over. And the light of God is always healing. And there is really no disease this light of God cannot heal. Even though the doctors might tell us this is something very serious and perhaps even terminal, there is nothing this light of God cannot heal. It can heal a cold just as easily as it can heal a terminal disease. If we are willing to allow it to do its job, to allow it to shine. So this is why A Course in Miracles is called a mind training. Because we have to, first of all, begin with what is closest to us, and this is our thoughts. And we have to learn to control our thoughts. If we want to step in the direction that Jesus is walking, which means whenever we have those negative thoughts about this and that disease or this and that problem, let's first of all turn this lamp of atonement on. And atonement means there is no past. It means everything is forgiven. It means there is no fear. And especially there is no guilt. You're not at all guilty because of this and that, and because you might be ill. You are not at all guilty. But you are responsible to allow this light to shine. We are responsible to allow, because this light is our light. And nobody can turn the switch on for us. We have to turn on the switch ourselves. So let's just do that for a while. Let's just, maybe if we have the chance, close our eyes and just think of this light instead of thinking of our problems, instead of thinking of our diseases. Let's just think of this light. It's putting the focus away from darkness and putting it onto the light. That's just a decision. And everyone can do that. No one needs to be enlightened or everyone is able to do that. It's just a question of willingness. So now when we put our focus on this light, let's just allow ourselves like to take a bath in this light, like to swim in this light. Let's allow ourselves to be showered through and through with this light. And let's breathe this light. Let's just welcome this light. This light is who we are. Breathe it in deeply and then exhale it again. And breathe it in deeply. This is the moment, if we decide so, of our release. Of our release of the belief that we are tied and restricted to our bodies. And to their limits. we are not restricted to our bodies. But our bodies say they are just like devices for us to remember our home. And when we have those thoughts about our problems popping up again, let's just let them go and just stick to our decision that we will stick to the light for this moment now, for these moments. Let's allow healing to take place. Let's allow God to take place. Let's just remember who we truly are. And invite that memory in. And allow it to flow through our minds. Allow it to bring light to the dark areas of our minds. First of all, to those areas where we feel guilt, where we feel shame, where we feel anger, where we feel fear. Let's allow this light to bring light, to bring itself into these areas. And then let's allow this light to shine into those areas of our bodies where we feel tensions or perhaps even pains. Let's allow this light to extend into those areas of contraction. Let's allow this lamp of atonement, this lamp of no guilt, no fear, to shine. And in case we might think of other people who are in need, and whom this could serve well, then let's just allow this light to shower those people. Let's give up our judgments about those people. Let's allow them to be just the same light and of the same light that we are. Extending healing thoughts to other people that are in need is something that is so helpful for our own recovery. And this breath that we are breathing, this light with, can be very, very deep, and but it can also be very, 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 very gentle, very light, very tender. And this light is the only thing, this entire world, that appears to be so dead sick, really is in need of. And we're the ones who can fulfill these needs. And we, this is everyone who says he wants or she wants to do that. So this is just a question of allowing the laws of God to work through us and not allowing the laws of limitation and separation and turmoil and judgment to run our lives. And this is something we can do anytime. We don't need preparation for that. We only need willingness, really. We can be in whatever kind of a situation. If we just say we're willing to remember this lamp, to remember the light of God in this moment, there will be a completely different outcome of this moment than if we don't remember that. And healing will take place so much easier. It might take time, but it won't be such a difficult thing anymore. because we allow ourselves to be guided by this lamp, by this lamp of miracles, by this lamp of atonement. With my own disease, with this MS and these depressions I had in those days, three years ago or so, which ended 3 years ago, I was so astounded that it really worked, that the moment I say I want to be happy, which means nothing other than I want my light to shine again, independently of my problems and my pains and my what have you. And when I was very determined with this, really very determined, it brought so much recovery in really actually a rather short time. It's always the question, where do I put my first focus? Do I put it on the laws of this world and on the limitations of this world, or do I put it on this light that I am? Do we put it on this light that we are? And sometimes it takes quite a while of training until we've really learned that. But actually, it doesn't need training at all, because it's just one lamp that we are switching on. So this is so profound what Jesus says there in the Course. It's all a question of this little willingness of mine. So maybe we can also see that these problems and these limitations and these health problems we might be confronted with are something that we are actually actively choosing. And that we can just as well choose against. nobody tells me that I have to get ill, that I have to have problems. But it's me who was telling me so, unconsciously. Because I didn't know how else, or I didn't remember how else I could use this power of light that is within me. I had been so focused on fear, and I had been so focused on this idea that I was not worthy, and that I had done all sorts of things wrong, and that I was guilty in this respect. And this is a spiral that takes us down and down and down and down and down, and brings us ever more sadness and depression and despair. And where it actually wants to take us to, it wants us to die. It wants our bodies to die. This is a tremendous power, and this is the power of the ego, of the separated mind, that wants darkness. And why would it want darkness? In the Course it says, because of the fact that it's afraid of the light, it's afraid of punishment. Through our Source, because of the fact that we have willingly left our Source. And we can just as well really turn around, or turn the switch of this lamp on. And allow us to remember God. Allow us to remember healing. I am forever an effect of God. Father, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home. God, I was created in your mind, a holy thought. I am a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect. And you, forever and forever, are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. And how did God create us? Healthy and healed and whole. Shining in the reflection of his love. That's how we are. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide. And all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son, a child so like his cause, that cause and its effect are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God. And so I have the power to create like you. I don't have to create darkness. I don't have to create problems and diseases. I just as well, I have the power to create like love. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here. And at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the one Son of God, as the Christ. It's just a question of opening it up to words like that. Allowing words like that really to shower us like light. So that we may learn to use our energy for spreading this light. Instead of spreading darkness. But what is probably most important is, in case we have this feeling that we've done, and many, many ill people have that, so much wrong. Let's not feel guilty about that. Let's use our mistakes as stepping stones into the light. And please not as stepping stones into feelings of guilt. This is always the choice that we have. We either walk into darkness or into light. As long as we're here on this planet with all these seeming limitations. So let's be very aware whenever we let this past run our lives. Let's be very aware when we let these fears and fearful thoughts take over. And let's just be aware that these are thoughts that we are choosing and that we do not have to choose. And that we can just as well choose against. And this choice is nothing difficult. This choice is just like saying no to darkness and saying yes to what we really want. And what we really want is we want to be happy. And we want to be healthy. And we want to be in communication. if we say we want that, and really mean it, this will really this will really make us, bring us into the right direction. And make us so happy, because we realize that happiness is nothing that is depending on anything else but our decision. And the only thing this decision actually has to do is to turn this lamp on. To turn this lamp of atonement, as it says here in the Course, on. To let the laws of God intervene between our past and our present, and thus our future. Between the future and the past, the laws of God must intervene if you would free yourself. Atonement stands between them, stands between the future and the past, like a lamp shining so brightly that the chain of darkness in which you bound yourself will disappear. So let's allow this light to shine. Let's allow this light to lighten up our lives. Let's allow this light to finally make life easy for us. Let's allow this light to just show us the way. And the way is always just the next step. Let's allow this light to bring all those good ideas to us, what we could do in order to get better or healthier, what we could do for other people, for them to get better or healthier. Which doctor should we go to? Whom should we call? Let's allow this light to show us the way. And to show us the way into life and plenty. Let's allow this light to heal our minds and to heal our bodies just as well. Our cause is the divine, our source is the divine, and thus all the effects that we experience can easily reflect this divine. In terms of healing and in terms of solutions. And it doesn't make any difference how often we might forget that, because anytime we choose, we can remember it, and anytime we choose so, we can turn this lamp of atonement on. This lamp of no guilt, no fear. No past. if we really believe the past doesn't have any hold on us, healing would probably be immediate. Okay, I just see that the time is up now. I thank you very much for listening. And Lynn, I just let this microphone go now. And hear you again in 2 weeks, I think. Okay, all the very best to all of you. Bye.